Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. First thing, before you do any other thing, let your policy or way of life be God's first. Listen to Turning Point in the quietness and serenity of the early morning. Let's follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. See it in Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Jesus, rising up a great while before day, he went to a solitary place to pray, his prayer altar. Early morning devotion. Listen to Turning Point. Receive the prayers. Listen to the teachings, the inspiring testimonies, and engage the prophetic faith action we may be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Praise and pray God. Pray more on your own as much as you can. Then read the short Bible study in the devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. If you subscribe, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are hearing this for the first time. Welcome also to Monday, October 28th. 3 more days to the end of this month and the first working day in the week. This week shall run in your favor. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So I paraphrase it to say, better is the end of this month for you than the beginning. You shall end this month strong. Whatever is remaining blessings, good news, breaking news, health, support, and favor, whatever divine intervention that God has loaded for you this month shall be fully delivered before Friday morning. Each month has its provision from God. Your blessings shall not go into arrears. You shall cross over to November without any negative crossing over with you from October. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Yes, lift it up. I see God dropping gifts, miracle gifts to your hand. I see financial resources dropping for you. I also see God's hand come down to touch your hand. From now on, you shall be connected to higher dimensions of performances. This hand you raise up prophetically shall shake kings, shake great and important personalities. God shall connect you to important people, anointed people, fathers in faith, to benefactors and to mentors. Say amen. If you can do this, please do it. If you cannot do it now, then do it when it is more convenient for you. I speak as I receive from God. Read Psalm 23 7 times consecutively. It is a short psalm, just 6 verses. Pray as you read it and say, God, I claim Psalm 23. Let your word be fulfilled in my life. That is all. Read it 7 times and make that declaration. Something will shift in the heavenlies in your favor. Then ask God for pressing personal or family needs. Ask God for any help, favor, healings, open doors that you may desire. Within 24 hours, there will be a divine intervention. Do as I'm led to ask you to do. You will have testimonies. Right? October 28, bomb people, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. May God bless your birthday and your new age. I prophesy to your life, today being your birthday will be the beginning of your new beginning. God shall do a new thing. You shall live long, sorrow, crisis, struggle, pain, and tension free. Say amen. Happy birthday. You shall be remembered for good and precious birthday gift today. You shall mark October 28 yearly. Enjoy good health and fulfillment the rest of your lives. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to a 2-week journey into insightful teachings, sharing knowledge and wisdom, using questions and situations of life that people are sending in. Send your own, if you have any, anonymously. We don't need anybody's name. We won't mention anybody's names on air. Just the question or your life situations for us to teach the truth and guide listeners for the right path. Please listen attentively and then apply the truth we share to your life. Wow, some people are already sending theirs. Send yours to +234 809 789 4000. It will reach me. First one today, I have been an active member of a church for 28 years, but I relocated to another town and continue with the same church in the new town. Due to health challenges, I contacted them that I will be away for some time, about some few months. If I rebuke them that they did not bother to check on me, will it be wrong, sir? Wow, I don't think so. I don't think it will be wrong. But the word should not be rebuke. It should be if I let them know that I'm not happy that they did not bother to check on me, that will look like love for the church and the people you have belonged to for so many years. But again, I need to ask, did you inform them upon your return for that month's journey? Or do they have your number or call them from there? What I see here is love. You love your church so much. So keep it that way. Tell the pastor. I believe the pastor will apologize and other members of the church or leaders of the church. Then put it behind you. I suppose that you must be elderly. So do as elderly persons will do. Accept their apology. Move on. But let them know. Don't keep it in your heart so that it does not become a festering sore or a pain in your heart. Please unburden your heart to them in love. Next. Good morning, Daddy. And my lovely TPGF family. I had a pastor online teaching that tribulation will come before rapture. Daddy, is it biblical? Please throw more light. God bless you, Daddy. Wow. That aspect of Bible doctrine is called eschatology, the study of the end time event. There are different schools of thoughts on the end time event. The general belief is that believers in Christ that still remain at the second coming of Jesus Christ shall be taken up, which is called rapture, to meet Christ in the air, which they say shall be immediately after the great tribulation, just before the battle of Armageddon, then return with Christ, with him, as Christ descends to the earth to usher in the millennium, the 1,000 years reign of Christ on earth. There are those who believe in what they call pre-tribulation, which is the rapture occurring before the tribulation. Then others talk of mid-tribulation, rapture occurring at or near the tribulation. There is no end to theological argument, because as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 9 to 10, for we know in part and prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. My counsel, let all of us as believers live pure, holy, clean, and effectively serving God. Let's be rapture ready, living each day of our lives as it will be the last before the trumpet will sound at any time. So, whether it is pre, post, or in, we have nothing to fear. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Theologians in the house, please throw more light on this. Let's have your position on the rapture, on the second coming, and the tribulation. Please let us know, because I do not claim to know everything. So let's have your own opinion. We will air it too. That's for theologians in the house. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I want to know that person that testified how he or she made profit on the bottled water business. I am doing a feasibility study on it. Please help a sister. Wow, someone gave a testimony to that effect. I can't remember. Anyway, how many of the testimonies will I remember over the years? Please, let's help a sister. Let the person resend the testimony, or anyone that is in that industry and doing well. Contact our inquiry number, which is the same line for question and answer and testimony, +234 809-789-4000. Please do so, and we will link her up for more and the required information. Listeners, we'll do more tomorrow. Send your own situation or question, or resend the one you sent before that we have not treated. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also receive the prayers, take the prophetic actions, also hear the insightful teachings. Let what is blessing you bless your loved ones, beginning from your family members, your children, your spouse, your friends, and your neighbors. Join us later this evening on our Monday's edition on live broadcast on our social media platforms. Time, as usual, will be 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Then, have you subscribed to our YouTube? Please do, if you have not already done so. We want to build up our YouTube followership. It's simple. Go to your own YouTube on your phone and type at the Real Femi Emmanuel. YouTube at the Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-R-E-A-L. Then tap your subscribe button and turn on notification. That is it. Do so now as a committed, devoted, and loyal TPGF members. I want all TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point all over the world to subscribe to our YouTube. As I see your face on the screen, I'll be able to pray and prophesy directly to your life. That's a powerful spiritual exercise. Do so today. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, seed sowers, and the seed of 10-10-10, which is still ongoing in November, it shall be moved to a seed of 11-11-11. Please do your tithing and seed sowing as soon as you earn your income or as soon as you calculate your net profit. Use our PayPal information. For those of us doing it in dollars, in euros, and Canadian dollars, do so. And all in UK, use the global Turning Point account number on HSBC. Please, for more and for inquiries, send a chat to 074-111-28401. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life. You are ending this month well. If you are sick, be healed. All that you have in mind to accomplish before the end of the month, into the new month, you shall accomplish them with ease. God will even give you divine surprises, bless you more than your expectation. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.